You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first up, we're going to continue our preview of the March primary. This week, we'll take a look at who's running for State Assembly and Senate in the Inland Counties.
Right. I want to start with the 42nd Assembly District because that's where the biggest news is. The incumbent, Chad Mays, a longtime Republican who, in fact, was even elected by his peers as minority leader a few years back, has renounced the Republican Party out of frustration with partisanship. And he's going to be on the ballot. He is running for re-election, but he's going to appear on the ballot as no party preference. This district includes Joshua Tree, Morongo Valley, 29 Palms, Yucaipa, Yucca Valley in San Bernardino County, and Banning, Beaumont, Cala Mesa, San Jacinto, part of Hemet, and a little bit of the Coachella Valley in Riverside County. So it's a big district. Mays has attracted one challenger, a Republican San Jacinto Mayor Andrew Kotiak, and one Democrat, Denny Antoinette Mazingo. The big question is whether losing the Republican designation, whether appearing as no party preference, is going to hurt him, or whether he might even gain some nonpartisan voters or even Democratic voters. Voters unaffiliated with any party have surpassed Republicans in registration in the area. But no party candidates haven't won major offices, so that's kind of a toss-up. We'll see what happens there. In the 33rd Assembly District, the incumbent, Jay Obernolte, as we talked about last week, he's not running for re-election to the Assembly. He's seeking a congressional seat. But the Assembly race has attracted seven candidates, four Democrats, Victorville Councilwoman Blanca Gomez, Socorro Cisneros, Roger LaPlante, and Anthony Rhodes, and three Republicans, Rick Herrick, Thurston Smitty Smith, and Alex Walton. That district covers Adelanto, Apple Valley, the mountains including Big Bear Lake, Hesperia, Needles, and Victorville. In the 40th district, it's a much smaller race. There's an incumbent, Assemblyman James Ramos, running. He's being challenged by a Republican, Jennifer Tullius. And that district runs from Rancho Cucamonga through San Bernardino to Redlands and out to Highland and down to Loma Linda. The 47th Assembly District, the incumbent, Eloise Gomez-Reyes, a Democrat, is being challenged by Matthew Gordon, a Republican. And that district includes Colton, Grand Terrace, Fontana, Rialto, and a little bit of San Bernardino. In the 60th District, and this includes Corona, Eastvale, Jurupa Valley, Norco, and a little bit of Riverside, the incumbent Assemblywoman, Sabrina Cervantes, is a Democrat. She's being challenged by Republican Chris Rahag. In the 61st District, and that runs from Moreno Valley, Paris, and a little bit of Riverside, the incumbent Assemblyman, Jose Medina, a Democrat, is being challenged by Republican Ali Mazarai. In the 67th Assembly District, the incumbent, a Republican, Melissa Melendez, decided not to run for re-election. Lake Elsinore Mayor Steve Manos is a Republican. He's running. And a Democrat, Jerry Carlos. They're both seeking the seat. So a smaller race, interestingly, than the one up in the mountains and desert. And in the 52nd District out in Chino, Montclair, Ontario area, the incumbent Assemblyman Freddie Rodriguez, a Democrat, is being challenged by Tony Hall, a Republican.
And what about the Senate races?
Well, that's interesting. In the 23rd District, Republican Mike Morrell, who represents Redlands, Rancho Cucamonga, the Mountains, Highland, Loma Linda, Yucaipa, and all the way out to Hemet, San Jacinto, Menifee, and the Pass in Riverside County, he's not seeking re-election. So three Republicans and two Democrats are running, four women and one man, by the way. The Republicans are Beaumont Councilman Lloyd White, Redlands School Board President Christina Purisi, Rosilisi Ochoa-Bogue, and the Democrats are San Bernardino City School Board President Abigail Medina and Chris Goodfellow. And in the 31st Senate District, which includes Corona, Norco, Eastvale, Jurupa Valley, Moreno Valley, Paris, and Riverside, interestingly, kind of the opposite of that previous race, the incumbent State Senator Richard Roth, a Democrat, is unopposed. So, Ben, next week we can wrap up our election preview by talking about the city and county races and one interesting local ballot measure.
Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kbcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.